The president's car was some 50 feet in front of us coming towards us, and we heard the first shot, and the president, I don't know who was hit first, but the president jumped up in his seat, and I thought it scared him. I thought it was a firecracker. And then as the car got directly in front of us, well, a gunshot apparently from behind us hit the president in the side of the temple.
That was the eyewitness account of reporter Bill Newman, who saw the assassination of President John F. Kennedy 50 years ago. Later this hour, we will explore some history that didn't happen on that day, history that still has the power to speak to us, a speech never given by JFK, spoken in Dallas. But first, an eyewitness to the assassination itself. Reporter Hugh Ainsworth was on the beat that day in Dallas. He says the 50 years of conspiracy theories have all got it wrong. His mission is to set the record straight with good old-fashioned reporting, and he's done that in his new book, November 22nd, 1963, Witness to History. Hugh Ainsworth, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, John.
So you were a reporter back then, describe your assignment on that day, if you even had one.
Well, I didn't have one, and I was a little put out by it, really. And I decided just to walk over and watch the motorcade, because you don't see a president every day. And I got there just a few minutes before the motorcade came. We didn't know what had happened when those shots rang out. We didn't know who was shooting. We didn't know how many. We didn't know what to think. We didn't know where to run. I probably would have run if I'd have known where to run. But it was just total chaos. And then in the weeks after that, everyone was looking for explanations because we didn't have this happen very often in our history, you know.
And do you think that frustration and a yearning to get to the bottom of something that could have been just as simple as what the Warren Commission said, but to this day most people don't believe even the Warren Commission's account, caused people to basically create a different kind of narrative?
Yes, and it started early, John. I don't know how to explain it exactly, but people were making mistakes. There was one eyewitness that was very close that saw a dog in Jackie Kennedy's lap. And we heard for days that a Secret Service man had been killed. And there were so many rumors. And, you know, the conspiracy people, it's exciting to believe in conspiracy. We don't want to admit that two loners changed the course of history. But they did.
There was a Dallas police officer who was killed on that day, an element of the reporting of a huge story that is also lost to us.
Yeah, you know, it was that's the only really good decision I guess I made that day. I was there at the depository building interviewing people, and I heard a radio broadcast on a motorcycle, and it said an officer had been shot, and I thought, well, if there's a policeman shot 3 or 4 miles away from where the president is shot at, of course, we didn't know Mr. Kennedy's situation, if he'd really been hit, if we heard Lyndon Johnson been hit. But anyway, I thought 3 or 4 miles, it's got to be connected. So I ran like the devil to the Officer Tippit scene.
You know, he gave his life on that day, and so little is remembered of Officer Tibbetts. Where do you think that fits into the whole story? And as a reporter, how difficult was it for you to set the record straight on so many of the things that you looked at in this book?
Well, I think it was pretty hard because everywhere I ever went after that weekend, I went to Newsweek, I went to 2020, I went to Dallas Times Herald, I went to the Washington Times. Everywhere that a conspiracy theory came up, I had to run it down. So it's been a long 49 and a half years.
Hugh Ainsworth is the author of November 22nd, 1963, Witness to History. Thanks so much.
Nice to be with you, John.
We've been collecting your memories of that day in Dallas 50 years ago.
My name is Larry Stupenhold, and I was in the first grade, and the nun, she walked back up to the front of class and announced to us the president had been shot. We faced the front of the classroom where there's a picture of Jesus. And then we turned to the back, and we faced a picture of the Virgin Mary, and we said, Hail Mary.
Your recollections of November 22nd, 1963, share them with us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.